Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August the 20th, 2015, Thursday. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 83 of the Follow English podcast, and like the previous one, I'm going to be speaking about phrasal verbs today. Today I'm going to be speaking about three phrasal verbs with a verb, starting with the verb put. So I'm going to be speaking about put aside, put away, and put up with. I would like to remind you that there is another episode about phrasal verbs, which is episode 27. In this episode, I give a more general overview about the different, I talk about compositionality and about how you can infer the meaning of the phrasal verb by looking at the meaning of the separate components of the phrasal verb. By looking at the meaning of the verb and the meaning of the preposition or adverbial particle, and then you can kind of come up with a meaning. Maybe I could do another episode on that, as it's a very complex issue, but maybe more interesting for teachers than for students. So today I'm going to be talking about three important phrasal verbs and the several meanings they have. So the first one is to put something aside. To put something aside. So the first meaning of put something aside is to place something to one side. For example, she put the newspaper aside and stood up, meaning that she was reading the newspaper and she stopped and she put it to one of her sides, let's say, so that she could stand up. The second meaning would be to keep an item for a customer to collect later, either because you want to buy that, because the customer wants to buy that item, or maybe because the customer just wants to collect it later. So for instance, there is an example here, let me read it out to you. I asked them to put the dress aside for me, meaning I wanted to buy the dress and I wanted them to keep it for me so that I could go there and pick it up later. Another meaning of put something aside is to save. When we talk about money, is to save some money to use later. He had been putting some money aside every month until he managed to go and buy the new car. By the way, I would like to tell you that I'm using Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for Learners of English, new edition, which is very handy if you want to know more about phrasal verbs. I bought this one back in March 2008, so it's not that new. Even though the name is new edition, it's not that new, you know. Well, let me move on. There are two more meanings for put something aside. One of them, this is the fourth meaning, to decide to keep a period of time for a particular task or activity. So like the previous one, it's basically saving some time, yes, a period of time to do something. So here the example goes, we need to put aside some time to deal with this. So the meaning here is very similar to the third one, but the third one is about money and this is about time. And the last meaning, the fifth meaning of put something aside, according to the Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for Learners of English, is to ignore or forget something. In this case, the example goes, doctors have to put their personal feelings aside because when they make important decisions, it's important to forget about feelings and emotions. It's important to be cold-blooded and do whatever you need to do. So this is it about put something aside. Now let me move on and let's talk a little bit about put something away. So to put something away, there are four different meanings here. The first one is to put something in a box, drawer, etc., because you have finished using it. And this meaning is it's often associated with organizing your stuff. So he washed the dishes and put them away. So he put the dishes in the correct place. Or another example here, I'm just going to put the car away. So that means put the car in the garage. Another meaning, the second meaning of put something away, is similar to putting something aside, to the third meaning that I had read earlier on, which means it's related to money, and it means saving money. She's putting some money away for college, meaning she's saving some money to use later. I'm putting something away for a rainy day, or like meaning for difficult times. And this is a more metaphorical use of it, but it still means saving money. The third meaning of put something away is rather informal, and it means to eat or drink in large quantities. Example, they put away 5 bottles of wine between them last night. Oh my God. So they put away 5 bottles of wine between them last night. That means they drank all 5 bottles of wine. We normally use this when we are talking about large quantities. The fourth meaning here, which is also rather informal and British English, is to score a goal. He had a couple of chances which he failed to put away. So to put away here means to score a goal. So let me keep moving. There is a bonus meaning here with the phrasal verb put away. In this case, to put somebody away and not something. To put somebody away or to put someone away means to send this person to prison or to a hospital for people who are mentally ill. Example, he was put away for 15 years. So he spent 15 years in prison. Or if you're found guilty, they will put you away for a long time. They will send you to prison and you will spend time in prison. Finally, let's move on to the last phrasal verb of today's episode. The phrasal verb is to put up with somebody or to put up with something, which means to accept something or somebody that is annoying or unpleasant without complaining. I don't know, first example, I don't know how your parents put away with you. That means, I don't know how your parents can tolerate you. You are so annoying. Another example here is, I don't see why I should put up with being spoken to like that. Yes? Meaning, I don't see why I should tolerate people speaking to me like that. I can't put up with the rain. It's the cold I don't like. Meaning, I'm fine with the rain, so the rain is not a problem for me, but I don't like the cold. So the meaning of put up with is to tolerate. And that's it for today's episode. I would like to remind you that the web page for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or comments. And I hope you're all learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye.